Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. This is CA with A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons. Today we consider a new theme, what is the body? At this point in our study of the workbook, words mean little. We use them as guides to set the stage for our quiet times and to calm our minds when we need it. We are seeking direct experience of truth. The need for practice is almost done, for during these last few months with the workbook, we will come to understand that all we need do is call upon God and all temptations will disappear. Instead of words, we will come to feel His love. Instead of prayers, we will simply call on His name. Each day, we will slowly review the theme and let it guide our thoughts. Today, the theme is, What is the Body? Read by Alida McClelland.
What is the body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines He has built to separate parts of His self from other parts. It is within this fence He thinks He lives, to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence He thinks that He is safe from love. Identifying with His safety, He regards Himself as what His safety is. How else could He be certain He remains within the body, keeping love outside? The body will not stay. Yet this He sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence is proof His fences work and do the task His mind assigns to them. For if His oneness still remained untouched, who could attack and who could be attacked? Who could be victor? Who could be His prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if He did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it. But we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence Him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends His hand to reach His brother and to help him walk along the road with Him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill. You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth. And not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love, and you are safe. Identify with love, and you are home. Identify with love, and find yourself.
This is Nancy Johansson, Lesson 261. God is my refuge and security. I will identify with what I think is refuge and security. I will behold myself where I perceive my strength, and think I live within the citadel, where I am safe and cannot be attacked. Let me today seek not security in danger, nor attempt to find my peace in murderous attack. I live in God. In Him I find my refuge and my strength. In Him is my identity. In Him is everlasting peace, and only there will I remember who I really am. Let me not seek for idols. I would come, my Father, home to you today. I choose to be as you created me, and find the Son, whom you created, as myself.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the Workbook for Students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 1-2listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 1-2academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.